This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Post Malone leads the American Music Awards nominations list with 7, while Ariana Grande and first-time nominee Billie Eilish follow with 6 each. Eilish is up for New Artist of the Year, competing against Luke Combs, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, and Ella May. The awards will air live November 24th on ABC. Dick Clark said, "Over my dead body." Yeah. Ben Affleck was caught on video drunkenly stumbling outside a charity Halloween party. He was also spotted at a Los Angeles casino playing poker at 1 a.m. The former Batman star showed up with musician Katy Perry at a poker table at the Commerce Casino, where he got $20,000 in chips, won $1,500 in 12 minutes, and exited the joint. Time for rehab chapter 10? Hailey Bieber is showing some support for Selena Gomez amid her new song. Earlier this week, the singer dropped Lose You to Love Me, a ballad about saying goodbye to a past love. The song, which is already topping the charts, references Selena's on-off relationship with Justin Bieber. Well, Hailey has posted on Instagram saying she likes the song. Is Selena thinking, thanks but no thanks? When Emilia Clarke met Beyoncé, it didn't go as planned. The Emmy-nominated Game of Thrones star recalled meeting Beyoncé and Jay-Z at their Oscars party, revealing she burst into tears and couldn't speak. Clarke said that Queen Bey came up to her at the party, expecting an exciting conversation with the Mother of Dragons, but instead, Emilia became the mute Mother of Dragons. Sad. Courteney Cox and David Beckham will be soaking in a hot tub in an upcoming episode of Modern Family. The British soccer player and friend star will both cameo in an upcoming episode of the popular comedy's 11th and final season. Cox posted a photo of herself and Beckham, joined by Modern Family stars Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Eric Stone Street. Well, hopefully Courtney's face didn't melt. Not too late. Kanye West dropped his new album, Jesus is King, and we hear the gospel-based lyrics are a sign of things to come. So far, the album hasn't exactly been warmly received, but that supposedly hasn't fazed West. A source said, quote, "He's making music for God and is a changed man. Kanye may perform his old songs, but with different God-inspired lyrics," unquote. Really? Yeezus! Chris Brown was in attendance helping celebrate Drake's 33rd birthday. Drake rang in another year at Goya Studios in LA. Kylie Jenner, Adele, Shay Mitchell, Snoop Dogg, and Sean Diddy Combs were among the other famous faces who made the guest list and enjoyed McDonald's French fries and cheeseburgers. Yep, no word on whether Chris Brown's Happy Meal included some scissorp too. Felicity Huffman is the hottest actress in Hollywood these days, at least in the eyes of major news organizations. The Desperate Housewives star has been approached by CNN's Anderson Cooper, CBS's Gayle King, and several others about sitting down to discuss her brief prison stint and her role in the massive college admissions bribery scandal. Yep, being a former jailbird means ka-ching! Jonas Brothers fans are not happy with some disrespectful behavior at a concert here. In a video shared online by an attendee, one fan can be seen grabbing Nick Jonas's leg, his butt, and then sliding her hand up the singer's leg during the band's LA show at the Hollywood Bowl. Nick was singing Only Human as security attempted to move the concertgoer away. Only pervy, you mean? R. Kelly will soon have to face his alleged sexual assault victim as a judge is moving the woman's lawsuit forward. The judge has scheduled a hearing for the 21st. The case was brought by a woman named Faith Rogers, who accuses Kelly of putting her through a year of abuse. She also claims he infected her with herpes. The case has been at a standstill after Kelly was arrested. Until now. Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is being re-released in theaters with an extra 10 minutes. There are four new scenes of previously unseen footage, bringing the updated movie to nearly 3 hours long. The longer version will be shown in more than 1,000 locations with more sights and sounds of the 60s from Quentin Tarantino as an added treat. Wow, far out, man. Kurt Cobain's famed green cardigan from Nirvana's MTV Unplugged concert sold for $334,000, establishing a new record for the most expensive sweater ever sold at auction. Darren Julian of Julian's Auction said, quote, "It's very important that we don't wash it. The stains are still there," unquote. Yeah, and there's probably some Courtney Love on it too. Ugh. A Lady Gaga impersonator was mistaken for the real thing at a charity event in Vegas. Attendees for Women of Global Change, held at the Stratosphere Hotel, were shocked when they saw the pop superstar stroll onto the stage and perform several of her biggest hits, including You and I and Million Reasons. Well, that is the kind of crowd you get at the Stratosphere. Sorry. Accusations against Todrick Hall are piling up on social media, with droves of people saying that the YouTuber, actor, and singer-songwriter never paid them for their work. Yeah, Hall, who rose to fame on season 9 of American Idol, and since becoming a successful YouTuber, touring artist, and VMA Video of the Year awardee, has now, it seems, turned into a full-fledged douche. The Trash Bin. Former Teen Mom 2 star Janelle Evans and David Eason have called it quits after 2 years of marriage. She didn't specify the reason for the split, posting she has moved out of the house they shared together. Eason was fired from Teen Mom 2 by MTV in February of 2018 after allegedly posting homophobic tweets. Then he shot her dog. Wait a minute, those are pretty good reasons.
The news wrap-up.
Twitter announced it will stop accepting all political ads. Tesla released a new version of solar roof tiles aiming to revitalize its clean energy business. Ubisoft shares tanked after they delayed the release of games Watch Dogs Legion, Rainbow Six Quarantine, and Gods and Monsters. Google will acquire Fitbit, valuing the smartwatch maker at about $2.1 billion. Watch out, Apple Watch!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Terminator Dark Fate is the biggest film in the USA.
The number one album.
Post Malone's Hollywood's Bleeding is the number one album.
The number one app.
Unbelievable. It's Minecraft.
The number one book.
Me by Elton John remains the best-selling nonfiction book for the second week.
Selena Gomez stirred up some rumors after she was reportedly spotted with her ex Samuel Crost at a restaurant in New York, but she took to her Instagram story 2 days later to set the record straight. "I'm not dating anyone. I've been single for 2 years. I'm on God's timing, not mine," she said. She and Crost were linked for a few months back in 2015 to 2017. Selena has plenty of other things going on, though. She has sold 7 million albums and 22 million singles worldwide. She has a clothing line, a handbag line, a fragrance line, and a production company named July Moonhead Productions. And she's worth $50 million. Here's Selena Gomez with the song of the week, "Lose You to Love Me."
I gave my all and they all know it. You'll turn me down and out showing. And so long as you replaced us, like it was easy, made me think I deserved it. In the thick of healing, yeah, we'd always go into it blindly. I needed to lose you to find me. This dancer was killing me softly.
That was Selena Gomez with the song of the week, Lose You to Love Me. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.